Coming up at 8 o'clock, another chance for you to win $1,000 in the 12K Workday Payday on Magic 95.5.
It's time for men and women to answer questions for gender wars.
And it's time for another round of Gender Wars. Jenny is playing for the ladies today. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so psyched. We have a sibling rivalry for Gender Wars today.
We do. And I'm only halfway through my coffee.
Are you guys competitive? Do you like feel like in competition with your brother all the time?
Yes.
We're passively competitive.
All right, Paul, are you ready to take your sister down?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. You each get 3 pop culture trivia questions. Best of 3 wins. Remember, you each have a screw, so you can pass one question to your opponent if you don't know it. And if they don't know it, you get the point. Are you ready?
Ready.
Jenny,
ready.
First question is yours. Sergeant Martin Riggs and Sergeant Roger Murtaugh were characters played by Mel Gibson and Danny Glover in what action movie film series?
Oh, my gosh. It was a series?
Uh-huh. There was 4 of them.
And they were sergeants?
They were sergeants.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen to her stall.
Why are we going back to old movie questions? I thought we were doing modern pop culture.
Pop culture is pop culture. She wants to pass it to you, Paul. Sergeant Martin Riggs and Sergeant Roger Murtaugh were characters played by Mel Gibson and Danny Glover in what action film series?
Is that Lethal Weapon?
It is Lethal Weapon.
Sweet. God.
That's a point
that
for you guys.
That should have been my first guess.
1-0. Awesome. Guys are in the lead. Tremendous movies, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
One day, I have a dream of living in a camper like Mel Gibson did in Lethal Weapon.
There you go.
I'm going to make that happen. Question 1 for you, Paul. Name the TV series that made the character Dr. Derek Shepherd famous.
Oh, no. No, I'm not going to get it. I have no idea.
You should use your screw buddy.
Do you just want to let it go, or are you going to give her the point?
So I'm allowed a screw?
You can use the screw, or you can just say, hey, I don't know. It's up to you.
I'll use my screw.
All right. Back to you, Jenny. Name the TV series that made the character Dr. Derek Shepherd famous.
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy is right.
Yeah, not my show.
Dr. McStreamy.
You're the Lethal Weapon guy. She's the Grey's Anatomy guy. 1-1. Question number 2. Jenny, in the movie Willy Wonka, what was inside the candy bars? If you found it, you gained entrance into the chocolate factory.
A golden ticket.
A golden ticket is right.
That was so easy.
2-1. Listen to you. Your question was easy too, Paul.
Well, apparently not.
Here's your chance to tie the game. Question 2 for the guys. What actor played the werewolf, Jacob Black, in the Twilight film series?
Oh, I don't know his name. He was the Shark Boy kid.
Yeah, I can't take Shark Boy. Is that your final answer?
That's going to have to be my final answer unless I cheat and Google it, which I'm not going to do.
Taylor Lautner was the answer.
Okay.
I didn't know that one either.
Ladies are in the lead.
I didn't see the Twilight movies.
You don't watch Twilight movies on date night, Paul?
No. That's a non-negotiable. There's no Twilight movies.
To go see the Twilight movie, she's not the girl for him. And I stand behind that.
Paul, your sister really knows how to push your buttons.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. And Jenny, here's your final question. If you get this right, the game is over. Billy Joe Armstrong is the guitarist / singer who co-founded what punk band?
The guitarist / singer. I don't have any idea.
Correct answer is Green Day.
Oh.
Yeah, Billy Joe Armstrong.
I don't know any of their names.
Front man for Green Day. Still 2-1 to tie the game and go into sudden death. Paul, this singer-songwriter became known for her song Hips Don't Lie and also spent time as a coach on The Voice. Who is she?
Oh, my gosh. I need to know this because I'm a Spanish teacher. Why am I blanking? Oh, my gosh.
He's blanking, Jenny.
Oh, no.
I'm lucking out on this one.
You are lucking out. Shakira. Got it.
Shakira is right. The game's tied.
You pulled that out of your brain?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Too.
Okay, I'm going to give one tiebreaker question. Remember, the first person to shout out their gender and answer correctly wins the game. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Name Peter Pan's tiny pixie friend.
Tinkerbell, female.
Are you playing for the ladies now, Paul?
Wait, I thought you meant the gender of the person.
Not her gender.
Oh, let me try again.
I'm going to give it to you anyway. That's too funny. Guys win.
Awesome. Sweet. Woo.
What happened to you, Jenny? Don't you know who Tinkerbell is?
Yeah, but I was so... It came out of his mouth so fast. I was just bored.
She had a mouthful of coffee. That's what happened.
I did.
Paul, four ultimate car washes from Palms Car Wash. These have the works. Go give your car a bath this afternoon.
Awesome, we'll do.
Who's your home of Gender Wars?
Magic 95.5.
For your chance to be a contestant on Gender Wars,